We start the second hour of The American Awakening. What a great song to talk about SSRIs and Lunatic Fringe, Red Rider. We go back to the phones. Fred, what's on your mind? Go ahead and finish up.
Okay, I went to the vet and I had cataract surgery on both eyes. And they were done at different times, a 15-day interval. Okay, they demanded that I take a tranquilizer. And I said, no, I don't want to take it. I will not take it. And the nurse raised hell, and then everybody started raising hell. And I said, well, why do I need a tranquilizer? And they said, well, to relax you, and you won't be moving, and you won't be as anxious. I said, I believe in the operation. It's been well documented. It's been it works and it's effective. I said, I have no anxiety about the operation. And I said, well, they said, well, stop moving. Oh, I said, well, tape my damn head down. And they put an device anyhow. Well, anyhow, I didn't take the drug. And then the nurse told me that, well, there's other people like you that will not take it. But in the vets, I go there, and people, the poor men and women, are so damn passive that you just feel sorry for me. Now, I must admit this. I have been treated well by the people and the nurses and doctors and the vets. They've been very kind and considerate. But for criminy's sake, I've told pharmacists, I said, don't get a flu shot. Don't get a vaccine shot. And they just raise hell and almost go into a rage when I talk about that. Well, hell, that's ignorance. People follow the goddamn rules. They're afraid to do any critical thinking. And it just angers the hell out of me. And I have got to watch that problem with me about getting upset and angry about these things. But I was one of those ignorant asses for the majority of my life. But I finally woke up. Now, I could say, and it's the truth, 15 years ago, I got baptized. And then, actually, in the last month, I have come to understand the Bible. And I asked God and Christ, well, why have you kept me alive so long, you know? And He will give you every chance. He doesn't want to lose anybody. But anyhow, I've yapped on enough. I thank you for the time, and you have a damn good show, Steve.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Fred, you know, you mentioned some very good things here. And something else, I'm a big believer, like I said, on Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest solution is the best solution. We're pretty good at diagnosing a lot of things. We'll say, oh, there's a problem here, okay? But we kind of skip over the necessary steps. We jump right to the top and forget everything in the middle. And we definitely do that in the pharmacological business, in health. We instead of saying maybe eliminate this or eliminate this and maybe practice healthier lifestyle choices, we don't want to talk about that, because why don't we want to talk about that? Well, that interrupts a little thing, Ron McDonald's favorite word, commerce. Commerce, baby, it's commerce. You skip all that stuff in between. You go right to where it makes the money, commerce. And we're really good at that. In our society, we seem to skip the steps in between. I remember a time back in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was president, and the hospital downtown in Indianapolis, it was a Central State Hospital. It was a big mental health hospital and a facility that was a lockdown facility, actually. Had barbed wire going all the way around it. It's a pretty good-sized campus. I don't know what it is today. But there was a decision made at the higher-up, the executive level. President Reagan decided to close all these mental hospitals around the country. So what happened? So they closed these facilities. Those who had family to take them in, take them back home, came to get their family members. The rest of them ended up on the street. part of a new problem now called the homeless population. And there was a video on RBN a couple weeks ago. I've sent it around to everybody, even my friends in California that I still keep in contact with, that this video RBN had on. You can still find it probably in the archives there somewhere in the news stories. If not, go to YouTube.com and find Homeless Camp Anaheim, California. It is by far the largest homeless camp I've ever seen in my life. This person is on a mountain bicycle with a GoPro camera driving through the largest homeless camp I've ever seen in my life, just outside of L.A., Anaheim, California. And you, at the distance, you can see the stadium. So this is amazing. This is amazing. And you ask yourself, well, what does the homeless population, what are they comprised of? A lot of them are mentally ill. Yes, they are. And so this whole problem can go back a long ways where we have neglected mental health. We have neglected this all and just pretty much out of sight, out of mind, open the doors, let them go. And we wonder why everything is going to hell in a handbasket. Another thing I want to add to Fred's comment of what else we are missing. We're missing real parents, parents who talk to their children. Now, all these kids on these medications for depression because they can't handle life and so-and-so doesn't like me and I can't be part of their group, I'm being ostracized or I'm too fat or I'm too skinny, all these little problems that we had the same problems, but we didn't go to pieces over it. We certainly didn't need medication. We worked through all this. It made us who we are today, much stronger people than these children who have to be medicated because they can't handle life. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. But parents, again, going back to Occam's razor, the simplest solution is sometimes the best solution. Now, let's go back to this problem with children in high school or junior high, whatever. I guess maybe even as young as grade school now, the depression sets in depression in grade school. What kind of depression can you possibly have in grade school other than you didn't do your homework and you got a test and you didn't study for? That's a stressor. You're going to fail the test, but it's not going to beat you up for the rest of your life. What is going on that everybody needs a damn pill because they can't handle life? So going back to Occam's razor here, if I were a parent and my child had problems, I'd sit down with them and say, what's going on here? And you fix the problem. You fix the problem. There's no need to go to the other step, which is commerce, the pharmaceutical business. You fix the problem. And then everything is much better. We're just skipping the in-between. We're jumping right to the pharmacological side. And parents are not doing their jobs any longer. What's the excuse? I have no clue. Both parents are working, but you can't spend time with your child to find out what's going right with your child and what's going wrong with your child. You know, you had children, that was your decision, and now you just don't want to deal with the crap that kids go through. Get it together, parents. Do your job. Parent your children. Don't medicate your children. We're going to go back to the phones here. We've got Fred in Michigan. You're on.
Hey there, Steve.
Hey, Fred.
Commerce, medical system commerce. There's a retired former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, Jerome Kassirer, K-A-S-S-I-R-E-R, Jerome Kassirer, MD. Author of On the Take, that very scholarly and succinctly describes the system of what Robert Mendelsohn on Phil Donahue. You may or may not be young enough to remember Phil Donahue.
Oh, I do. Sure.
So Robert Mendelsohn appeared on his broadcast as a close friend of Donahue's and candidly admitted, as he referred to hospitals as medical concentration centers, him being Jewish, Mendelsohn, had no problem describing hospitals as medical concentration centers, and he candidly admitted women should have their babies at home with midwives. ERs are great. ER physicians do save lives. I was a prep tech, by the way, when I was pre-med.
Right.
I was a prep tech. And I witnessed a number of bizarre scenarios, screw-ups big time. And I also firsthand witnessed cracked ribs in the process of the chest compression during CPR. And I distinctly recall Henry Heimlich being cited by Robert Mendelsohn, M.D., as a genius for his discovery and innovator of the Heimlich maneuver. But Heimlich went on to even prove that relative to the chest compression, which he said was grossly inadequate, he developed and perfected a modified Heimlich maneuver, modified abdominal thrust, which was infinitely more effective than the chest compression with absolutely no risk factors. But to this very day, Red Cross, AHA, American Heart Association, etc., they refuse to even consider the modified Heimlich thrust. Relative to SSRIs, I had an experience with those folks, and I demanded the toxicology data sheet. And I read that it induces, this would Effexor, Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac. I challenged the psychiatrist, if I were to go on one or more of these, and I engaged in homicidal conduct when I came and blew their brains out, would that be all right with them? Or would it be okay to consider something like maybe a natural alternative. They were ultimately convinced that I was A-okay to pursue an alternative. Mm-hmm. And recently, relative to pain, Brother Lark in Texas introduced me to a Borneo Sumatran medical botany remedy for pain. It's called Kratom, or Kratom, however you want to pronounce it. I say K-R-A-T-O-M. So for my buddy Fred in Iowa, or Iowa Fred, Kratom. And out of Portland, Oregon, it is Kraken. That's Kevin, Richard, Andy, Ken, like Kenneth. KrakenKratom.com. Now, Clyde Lewis, who you may or may not know of, he's an AM 50,000 water syndicated talk show host out of Portland.
I know him, yeah.
So 2-3 weeks ago, I happened to tune in and hear a discussion that DOJ Attorney General Sessions is seriously considering classifying Kratom as a contraband drug. Well, that immediately tweaked my memory of Jerome Kassir, former editor, New England Journal of Medicine, author of On the Take. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm not in the pharmaceuticidal, chemicide, medicide practice system, because I would be doing everything within my power to get people out of ICU, et cetera, by virtue of Kraken Kratom. And there's a book entitled And the author, Agarwal, A-G-A-R-W-A-L, out of MD Anderson, Houston, Texas. Agarwal is an MD, PhD. He's an Ayurvedic dude. And author of Healing Spices. And, you know, being Ayurveda from India, even so, being an MD, PhD at MD Anderson, he is prohibited from integrating that in his clinical business. But he nonetheless authored the book and highly recommends it. And if you don't remember the plagues of Europe, at some point the aristocracy rounded up many of the body snatcher, body robbers, who were in direct contact with the plague corpses, but were not contracting nor succumbing to it. And it was ultimately revealed by them, the body robbers, that, gee, you know, we do consume lots of spices every day. We even rub our bodies in the spice oils. Right. Okay, so out of Utah, there is a publisher called Essential Science. Essential Science Publishers out of Utah. Clint Richardson brought this up. And they have a most marvelous compendium of historic knowledge regarding spices in addition to healing spices. So, man, I tell you, Robert Mendelsohn, when I saw him, and this is during the time when my dad, a World War II combat vet, was being slow killed by University of Michigan pharmaceutical chemicide medicide specialists. And after the fact, I confronted them. I said, hey, what about the Hippocratic Oath? Right. First do no harm, then do that least likely to cause harm. Because Mendelsohn emphatically, adamantly stated that if that were enforced, there wouldn't be pharmaceutical, chemicide, medicide poisons being prescribed as medical commerce. And they told me at University of Michigan, the experts, the specialists, well, it's the laws of licensed medicine that supersede the Hippocratic. The Hippocratic Oath is a formality upon grad. It's essentially meaningless because the laws of licensed medicine govern everything. Well, okay, Steve, so you got this guy, Scott Israel, declaring, and Chris Hinckley. If you haven't heard Chris Hinckley's broadcast, regarding Parkland, you need to hear him. Okay. And Robert Ravel this past Sunday interviewed Professor Fetzer. But Hinckley is like a masterful pathologist. And so Scott Israel said, my Talmudic faith is my central driving force that causes me to mold public consensus.
Yep. Fred, hold that thought. We'll come right back to you. Francis, you're next up. This is The American Awakening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Go back to the phones. We have Fred. Fred, go ahead and finish up. We got two more behind you, though, so kind of make it quick. You still there, Fred?
Here, can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead and finish up. I got two behind you, so kind of wrap it up.
I hear you.
Got it.
Okay, real quick, I just want to follow for the Kraken Kratom. I found, Steve, it's amazing. I grind up. I don't drink coffee anymore because coffee causes the body to go into sympathetic nervous system function with large quantities of stress hormones, which is catabolic. And so I grind in my coffee bean grinder organic coconut flakes. I get a high quality, like Green and Black's 85% chocolate bar. I eat that with the Kraken Kratom. Let me tell you, man, I am pain-free. And I feel like, I could run a marathon. Securing America, strengthening Israel, that is the slogan of JINSA, Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA. And Bibi Netanyahu, when he was on whatever it was, Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know, but... It's on YouTube. He was asked how Israel is able to accomplish all that it accomplishes. He says, it's simple, Bibi Netanyahu. It's simple. We have America, meaning we own America. And that's what AIPAC, Ralph Nader and Senator Fritz Hollins of South Carolina, who was replaced by Senator Lindsey Radfag Graham, Hollins in 2004, along with the other guy that I just mentioned, they stated that U.S. government is owned by Israel, and even the head Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi of D.C., Levi Semtov, at HenryMakow.com in an article, "Is Shabbat a criminal, racist, terrorist organization?" Here you got the head rabbi, Shabbat Lubavitch, declaring they own the U.S. government, man.
Yeah, they do.
Have a major problem. The scourge, the cancer of the earth, is these Talmudic Sabbatean satanic Jews known as Shabbat Lubavitch, okay? That's where it's at, my friend, unfortunately.
I appreciate it. Hey, I need to get going here, though. Thank you, Fred, for I appreciate that. And you keep listening. You keep calling in and giving us what you know. I appreciate it. Thank you. Francis in North Carolina, you're on.
Hello, youngin.
That's made my day. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, watch out. Anyway, you were talking about children and how they're being raised or not being raised or whatever have you. And how they're dealing with life in general, especially in this new millennia or whatever decade, and so forth, ad nauseum. And to make this short, sweet, and quick for you, I think the reason why a lot of adults, or what you would presume as being adults right now, or the past 20 or 30 years, past two or three decades, they are probably not ready to have kids to start with, per se. Some may be, some, most of them are not, but as it's always been for some time, for several generations, a lot of the young people, or young adults, I should say, are having kids because, well, I need to make sure that my parents have grandkids or my grandparents have great-grandkids and so forth so that they have young ones or whatever to continue the family line or whatever the case is, even though they may not really be ready prepared to handle that, or think they're ready to handle that, or just allow other services to come in to drop the kids off and say, okay, here are my kids, have fun. And that's a very sad state of affair, for that matter, because I see it all around me. It's absurd. Now, as for the young folks, the young kids that are having issues with school and with their peers and so forth, and obviously even the ones that are considered bullies and all that have problems. Otherwise, yeah, they wouldn't be lashing out at everybody else around them that would be considered their peers. But
Francis, please hold that. Hold that thought, Francis. We got the music coming. We'll be right back. This is The American Awakening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go back to the phones. We're talking to Francis in North Carolina. That's just the way it is, or is it really, or is it just something we're getting used to? I'm not buying all this, but Francis, go ahead and finish up there. You made some great points. Go ahead and finish up.
Well, for one thing, you caught me off guard there with the time break for coming up as it did. Finishing up though, as for the young folks that are very young and are very impressionable or very sensitive or whatever, that are like, okay, I just can't handle this anymore. I don't know who to talk to, or I have no one to talk to, or whatever. Obviously, they're not going to be listening to this show for this matter, or this network, because they have their own medias that they take in for that matter, or social media-wise or whatever. If I had anything to say to them was, one, suck it up, at least for now. Do what you can to defend yourself. And above all, don't worry about what your peers think of you. Reason being is that when you leave school, if you manage to graduate out of high school, let alone go into college, chances are, I wouldn't worry about your peers, because chances are you may never see them again after that. And if you do, wow, that's amazing. But other than that, go on with your life. You're here for a reason. Fulfill that reason. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, go on with your life, period.
Good advice.
Well, you know, I the only reason I say it is because I remember when I went through school. I mean, you go through the most difficult years when you're growing up, and you're going through the school period, and you have a lot of young people that you thought were your peers and kind of find out they're very different than you are. And then when you move away or whatever the case might be, and yes, your work can move you away from your home or whatever the case is, and you'll never see those people again, maybe. Or they may not even survive. They may, that you may outlive them for that reason,
yeah.
That matter. So chances are, don't think bad of yourself. Go on with your life. Look it up. Look at it as learned wisdom that you learned and you're surviving, and share that with others that are around you.
I think that's That's excellent advice. Thank you. You know, that brings back a memory you're talking about. We move on in life. When I've always said that crisis and conflict builds character, and we are in short supply of character with these kids. They just can't handle anything anymore. I remember a long time ago, back in the seventh grade, they had a bully kid kind of picked on a lot of kids. I got picked on. I was this little skinny seventh grader, and I didn't start maturing and getting bigger and stronger until I was in ninth grade, 10th grade. But I'd actually bumped into this bully that I remember in junior high. I bumped into him going into a Chi-Chi's restaurant in the front lobby, and he looked at me, I looked at him, and believe it or not, the guy turned out to be an all right guy. He even apologized for being such an ass, but he realized we'd grown up in life, and I'm not sure what he made out of himself. I felt I was pretty successful. I graduated college, did well, and moved on. But, you know, we do grow up, and like I said, crisis and conflict builds character, makes you the person that you are today. If you escape that and you don't go through those trials and tribulations in your life, what kind of person are you going to be? You're going to crumble at every little thing that happens wrong in your life. You're not going to get the promotion. And my God, you can't handle life anymore. You deserve that. We've got a coddled generation. We have a generation that believes it has an entitlement and that they really don't have to work so hard. If you scream loud enough, you're like that little kid at the checkout lane, you know? He's in the cart and he's reaching for the candy bar, and we say, no, no. And he keeps screaming and crying until you reach over and you grab that candy bar and give it to him to shut him up. But if you grew up in my household, it was no, you can't have the candy bar. And if you reach or touch twice, you're going to get a smacked hand. There's nothing wrong with that. That's called being a parent, and that's the way life is. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but like I said, crisis and conflict builds character. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Bill in Wisconsin. You're on.
Thank you for taking the call. A lot of good comments today. I would like to point out that from 1967 to 78, I taught in what I now call government schools, public school system. And most of the students that we had at that time had some shots, some vaccines, but nowhere near the number that is on the schedule of so-called mandated shots. And if you're in California, you know, you've got to take them now. And consequently, we have a vaccine-injured student population. They come into the school now with all sorts of problems because of the vaccines. And again, I mentioned it on other shows, I serve on the Board of Health here as a county board position, and I'm constantly bringing up information to show how detrimental and destructive these vaccines along with the pharmaceuticals are. So here you've got this large group of children that are vaccine harmed coming into the school. Then what is their alternative? The teacher can go to the psychologist and say that this child that is vaccine injured, but they don't call it that, he's a problem in the classroom, I can't handle it, well, then the psychologist will write out prescription for Ritalin or some other psychotropic. So when I taught 67 to 78, there were no drugs, none whatsoever. We had large classes, 35 students in the class. You had 5-6 classes a day, one free period where you were supposed to, you know, correct tests and stuff like that. But I had a paddle hanging in the front of the classroom. And I was a pretty big guy at that time, and we still lived on a farm, and so I was in good shape. But you could do this. You could. If you had, and usually at the beginning of the year, some wiseacre, some big kid would test you. So you would say, okay, we're going to go and we're going to take the Board of Education here and we're going to put it to use. So you'd go out of the classroom. The student would go with you. You'd get another teacher. You'd go into the boys' lavatory, and you give them three swats on the behind. Nothing severe, no beatings, but, you know, it was something that they felt. Then you'd go back in the classroom, hang up the paddle, and that was it for the year.
Yep.
That was it for the year. Yep. You had no problems from that point on. Now, is that what they want in the public school now? No, they want anarchy. They want, brainwashing. And believe me, they dislike me in the classroom there. There was a liberal administration, and one of the courses that I taught was called World Cultures. I said, I'm not going to teach world cultures. I'm going to teach world history. And the guy would, individual that was in charge of curriculum would come into the classroom to observe. And I didn't care what the heck I was going to be talking about that day, but I, you know, would go to essentially a sermon on the most conservative ideas that I could think of that played into what we were talking about in history. And, you know, that's what I did. And that's all missing now. My children, okay, who got some vaccines until we wised up, now have large families. And that's another thing. Okay, this one or two, and rain on them everything, I think is a major problem. I have we had nine children, and many of these children have big families, and they homeschool, and it's a whole different ball game, and you've got to take control of this situation, and your medical health, your schooling of your children, and also your upholding of the Constitution.
I totally agree. Thank you very much for that. I agree with you 100%. And, I'm in the medical field, so I can tell you, yes, I am a big, big activist when it comes down to these vaccines. I've done several shows on it. I think the last count I had was 55 or 60 vaccines that a child will have in school age by the time they're 18 years old. And, yes, there are several that I if you haven't seen the movie Vaxxed yet, you must see the movie Vaxxed. Take a pen and paper and make the notes. And I'm going to talk about that in another 2 weeks because I've got a guest this coming Friday that I need to put on before I lose him. But I agree with you 100%. We are adding more vaccines and we're seeing more mental health issues. That's not by accident. That's not a coincidence. It's not in your DNA that autism has just come out in your DNA and now it's exhibited itself. We're being told that, and that is a flat out lie. And we will expose it here on this network. I am big on this one because you see, I've got skin in the game. I've got grandchildren, and I care about them. I love them. And so I'm going to work very hard, feverishly hard, to stop this nonsense, this insanity, and bring some accountability to these people that are harming our children. You know, they pushed this thing on nutrition. I laughed when Michelle Obama talked about the school lunch program, and it's not nutritious, and then she went after, what, soda pop. Soda pop, you know, diabetes. Yeah, that's important. Diabetes, since it's growing and increasing in number all the time. But then, you know, they have this, you can't eat more than, twice a week fish because of mercury, because mercury is bad for the nervous system. It can cause all kinds of problems, and it sticks in the tissues, and later on will exhibit itself in all kinds of neurological deficits. So eating and ingestion of mercury is bad, but go ahead and put it in your vaccine, and it's okay to inject it into a muscle or into a vein, mainly a muscle. these vaccines. So the hypocrisy of these people who actually don't know what they're talking about, but using a little strong-arm tactic to comply or there will be a penalty. You know, you get Child Protective Services coming after you because you don't want to give your child a vaccine. Therefore, you must be a bad parent. There's numerous little tricks they're playing. You know, if you don't sign up for the Obamacare, what happened to you? The IRS put a big fat tax on you, a penalty tax for not complying with their mandatory health care plan. By the way, it's crap. It's the crappiest plan I've ever seen in my life. I'm not part of it. I'm on COBRA right now, which is just as bad, but not quite as bad as Obamacare. So I'm in this crappy system also until I start my job down here, which I'll be starting here very soon, back in the hospital. But the point being is it's the strong-arm tactics to comply with something because they can't prove it to you that it's a good system and that it's not going to hurt you. They'll convince you it's beneficial and you must comply, but use strong-arm tactics to get you to comply. Well, that's the hardest way to get compliance. You want to prove something to me? Prove it. Show me the data where the medication is safe, the vaccine is safe. I'll look at the data, make sure it's an independent resource, not a government-controlled or a pharmaceutical research giving you the information they want to doctor and cherry pick. But yes, we're adding more vaccines. We're seeing more mental health issues in this country, and we have more problems. So, hey, we go back to the phones. David in Ohio, what's on your mind?
There is no doubt that trauma-based mind control exists, and these SSRIs and other psychotropic medications dull the mind. But I think in this case in Florida, I don't think it applied for this particular person. Again, I think he was just picked out of a hat. I guess there's some new information coming out that he walked down to the local Walmart, was eating at a Subway during the time of the shooting or something to that effect. Plus, there's other stories that when the shooting occurred that he was talking to a female student.
Right. Mentioned that,
and,
yes.
I think it's more, you know, like with David Koresh, you know, the story is that he walked down to the store every day during this. And if he was such a messianic, had such a messianic complex, they could have nabbed him any time he went down the store. Yet they did what they did because it was part of agenda setting. And
exactly.
This is just another example. And I would just like to say, you know, I know that you tout the Occam's razor, but I think that sometimes Occam's razors falls flat when it runs counter to the rules of logic and science in regards to, if you look at 9/11, Occam's razor would actually work really well for the government's position because it's actually a simpler explanation to what happened on 9/11 than to say that 50 to 100 people coordinated attacks on 9/11.
Point well made on that one. Yeah, I think you're right on that. The 9/11, yeah, it could work definitely in the government's favor. What I'm talking about is sometimes we as parents or just in our general lives, we skip over the stuff in the middle instead of stepping stone to saying, well, this is a problem. How can we fix that problem? How about this or this or this? We skip that. We jump right to step number 4 or 5. We skip everything in between, and we could have solved the problem much sooner had we just gone to the next level to say, try this. And yes, on Occam's razor would not work on 9/11. No, that would have played in the favor of the United States government. No doubt about it. You're right.
And one more thing, Steve. I don't know if you heard this, but I guess there's a new bill to introduce in Congress that they want to microchip people who have mental health problems.
Yep.
You've heard about that?
Yeah, I think they actually started this whole idea of doing this, first starting with your prison system. They wanted to track prisoners, and they said, well, it's to protect society. That's pretty hilarious since they have a back door open to this country to break in, and they have a war on terrorism where the back door is open. So, but I believe they wanted to start with prisoners with that. Hold on, we'll come right back. This is The American Awakening.
Why Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We go back to the phones to Dave in Ohio. We will not back down. Great song here to bring us back into the discussion. Go ahead and finish up, David.
I just want to say, you know, I thank you and people like Robert Riebel who allow people to, you know, talk about things. And, you know, in fact, sometimes I think some that they talk too long, but at least they're given a platform for people to share what they need to share. And I think that we need to use all the tools in the toolboxes regarding critical thinking skills.
Great.
And that the best argument wins with the best available evidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I find people even older than I, and I think you and I are probably in a similar age group, that even people older than I, when they hear information about what happened in Florida, They buy it hook, line, and sinker as though they don't have a filter to, like, wait a minute here. That don't make sense because I know this. Like, they don't use available heuristics. You know, like, right now, like, when the bell rings at school, you know, I think most schools are electronically locked. Am I correct?
I believe they are. I believe they are, yeah.
So yeah. Let's just say, how could anybody get in who's not allowed to be in? You know what I mean? If that's the case.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. You know, it's funny that they point the finger at the gun. They don't point the finger at the individual. They don't even discuss mental illness. They don't discuss the influence that Hollywood in these slasher films and these killing films have on your kids. They don't discuss the influence these video games have on your kids at all. And we wonder why these kids are killers, and they don't understand what's going on here. We are building soldiers. We are building these kids to be have no empathy, to be killers. I actually had a neighbor across the street, and he was only 8 years old, and he told me one day, I was talking to him, I talk to the kids all the time, and he was telling me that he wanted to join the military, and he wanted to become a sniper. Now, I have no idea where he learned this, but he watched a movie, evidently. He thought it was pretty cool that he would be in a career where he could use a gun and kill people, and that's what he wanted to be. At 8 years old, he was telling me he wanted to become a sniper in the military. Scary, scary stuff.
Well, thank you for your time, and have a good day.
You too. Thank you, David. Rob,
bye-bye.
Rob in Illinois, you're going to be my last caller. What's on your mind?
All right, we're burning time. Hello, we're burning time here, Scuba Steve. So
go for it.
You've been all over the place on this the last 2 hours. You know, you started off with one thing, and it's just, you know, you went down a bunch of rabbit trails and with yourself and the help of some callers. Kudos to Rob in Michigan, you know, bringing up the kratom. You know, that's something they do want to make illegal. You know, that kratom is excellent for helping people get off these opioids. That's one another reason, a big reason they want to get rid of the kratom, because it's helping people get off of those opioids. And plus, I didn't hear those other points that he was making about how he feels better by doing a certain thing with the kratom itself. But okay. The plant now, they're trying to tell and say people are, it's harmful and whatever. It's all hogwash.
Hey, thanks for your comment. We are closing out now. Sorry about it. You should have called it a little earlier. We're going to close out with Eddie Money's Peace in Our Time. Check me out this Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for my show called Off the Beaten Path. Rob, I wish you would have called in about 5 minutes early. I don't think I carried on with too many stories, but the truth is we are creating these issues, and mental health is the issue we should be talking about, not the gun itself. Thank you again. Off the Beaten Path, Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will talk again.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.